Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton. At halftime of the Browns-Bills game, former Browns greats Ernie Green and Clarence Scott were inducted into the Cleveland Browns Legends. Before the game, they joined Dave Chudelski in the pregame huddle. Here's a listen to that interview in this week's Alumni Spotlight presented by Cuyahoga Community College.
Bobby Mitchell, the fastest man in football. Touchdown! Graham steps over the line. Throws his field goal try with success.
Ernie Green, Clarence Scott, here they are. They're live with us now. They're heading in at halftime. Guys, thanks for being here. First of all, Ernie, let me ask you this. What does this honor mean to you?
Actually, it means a great deal. I certainly think it's a validation of the fact that somebody thought I could play. And we're very excited about it and really happy to be here because I think now I'm among players who demonstrated over years they were good, good for the team, good for the city, and it's a wonderful situation for all of us.
You played with the Browns from 1962 to 68, part of the 1964 championship team, led the team with 10 touchdowns. Clarence, you only played for the Browns from 1971 to 1983, 39 career picks, obviously an honor that you cherish. What does it mean to you?
It means everything to me. This is the icing on the cake for me. I was a Browns fan before I became a Browns player, played for the Browns my entire career here in Cleveland, no other team, and that's just an honor, a great, great honor for me to be now chosen for this honor.
And you didn't grow up in Cleveland, but you were a Browns fan, and was Jim Brown your favorite player?
Absolutely. I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia in the early 60s, no Falcons, no Saints, no Dolphins, no Carolina Panthers, so we got East Coast, Browns, Giants, Redskins, and I became a Cleveland Browns fan.
And Jim Brown, you played with him, obviously a guy close to your heart, and he is here today.
Yes.
What does that mean to you to have him here?
Well, I think it's wonderful that he chose to come back and be a part of this situation. But that doesn't surprise me because we were so close. We were so close as a team, and I certainly think because of that closeness, it really contributed a great deal to our success.
Hard to believe. I mean, that championship, there hasn't been one since in the city of Cleveland. I mean, what was it like to be on that team and to bring a championship home?
Well, it was wonderful. Obviously, we weren't expected to win the ball game. And I remember we played the first half very closely, no score. They didn't score, we didn't score. But it seemed like all of a sudden at halftime, we all concluded at the same time that we could beat those guys. And we went out the second half and just destroyed them. So it's something that we knew that we could do in our hearts, and obviously we were very successful because we did it.
That team remembered for the championship. But what's amazing about Cleveland is these fans love the past teams, even if they don't win it all. And obviously Red Right 88, that was tough. But the Cardiac Kids, that team may be remembered as one of the most popular, if not the most popular ever. What was it like to be a part of that?
It was great. That team was exciting. And also, it had been a couple of years since the Browns had been in the playoffs. So we got back in, and the fans really ignited and jumped on board during the season and followed us all the way to the end. But it was a great run for the Cardiac Kids.
Let's talk about this Browns team. I want to ask you about one guy, each of you. I'll start with you. Trent Richardson looks like the real deal.
I think he is. I watched him as a college football player. I'm a huge Crimson Tide fan.
There you go.
And I watched him, and I liked his preparation. I liked the fact that he didn't quit. And I like the fact that he seemed to enjoy himself. So I certainly think the kid has an outstanding career ahead of him. And I certainly think he is the caliber of person that I think deserves the Browns, and the Browns deserve him.
And we found out how much the Browns missed Joe Hayden last week. He's really looks like a true shutdown corner.
Yes, I like Joe. Joe's a good player, and he's just got great things ahead of him. Looking forward to watching him play with Cleveland.
Clarence, thank you. Clarence Scott, Ernie Green, also the honorary captains today. What an honor to have these two here. Congratulations heading in to the Browns Legends.
Browns fans, keep checking back to ClevelandBrowns.com for more Cleveland Browns reports. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.